Want to talk about the 1950 film The Father of the Bride, starring Spencer Tracy as Stanley T. Banks, Joan Bennett as his wife Ellie Banks, and their daughter, played by the beautiful Elizabeth Taylor as Kay Banks. She announces fairly quickly in the film that she is to be married to Buckley Dunstan, who is played by Don Taylor. This is the first Father of the Bride film, although I watched this out of order. I saw the 1991, which I had just reviewed, version first starring Steve Martin. But I thought it was interesting to be able to compare and contrast the two films. Basically, the plot of the films are exactly the same, and a lot of the things that they do are entirely the same, with the exceptions for some of the things that have changed over time. So what this film essentially is about, if you've never seen any Father of the Bride films, is about is a daughter announces that she's going to be married, that she has a boyfriend that she's seen. It's about the dad's reaction, how willing he's going to be to pay for everything, his reaction to meeting the groom. Finally, everyone learns to like everyone and they get along and they live happily ever after. Ultimately, it's about the family learning how to cope with their and set aside all their differences and just allow their daughter to marry who they want, and then they grow to like each other in their own way. That's what The Father of the Bride shows are about. Some of the main differences that I noticed, one of the things I noticed right away was when there was a scene in Father of the Bride where Steve Martin is watching as his daughter embraces her soon-to-be husband and kisses him. And they're just making out, basically. And Steve Martin's like, oh my God, I'm leaving. So he starts walking up the stairs and walking away from it. Well, on the 1950 version, they weren't that flamboyant. I guess that was a little taboo. Instead, how it played out, they were just hugging each other really strongly, and then from one side and to the left side to the right side, and they were hugging, and it was the same sort of thing. The dad was like, oh, he couldn't take the affection or whatever, and he just started walking away up the stairs. So that was one of the interesting scenes. A lot of the scenes, like I said, played out the same. When the boyfriend first walked in, the dad was looking out the window to see what he looked like, to see what kind of guy he was and how he carried himself. And that's the same thing that happened in The Father of the Bride, the 1991 version. There were a lot of other scenes, the jacket scene where the dad tries to wear his old suit from when he first got married and it doesn't fit and he tears it. But one of the interesting contrasts that I noticed, especially during this time and day and age, was that in the 1950 version of the film, they had a maid, and in this case, the maid was black. Coming to think of it, I didn't really remember seeing any people of color, I want to say, in the 1991 version of this film. And not only was the maid black, but she did have a few speaking parts. And I thought that was interesting for a 1950 film. I thought it was fairly progressive, and it was interesting. The part of the maid was played by Marietta Canty. Her name was Delilah in the film. Then the other thing that I noticed is just sort of a taboo thing now, but was highly in fashion, I guess, in the 1950s, was the men were smokers in this film, which was interesting. There was no smoking in the 1991 version, although smoking was quite common in movies in the 90s, but they did not demonstrate it in the 1991 film. So those were some of the main differences. Spencer Tracy was the gruff father of Elizabeth Taylor. I thought Elizabeth Taylor looked like she was older than she actually was, but in this film she was 18 years old. And I thought she looked a little bit older than that at first, but she was very pretty. This is a black and white film. One thing I did like about it only ran for an hour and a half. I thought there was more attention paid to the finances in this one. Spencer Tracy, he was funny in his own way, and I don't know if he was known to be more like a comedian, kind of like Steve Martin, but I thought he came off as fairly entertaining. He was always complaining about the finances, how much everything was going to cost him. That was more in the forefront in this film. It was a little bit in The Father of the Bride, the 1991 version, but not as much in the forefront on that one. This also harkens back to the days, I guess, when the parent or the father of the bride was supposed to be the one traditionally who would pay for the wedding, and that included all guests at the wedding and the reception and everything. So that's an interesting concept that's just really, I think it's been lost nowadays. That's just not what happens. Usually it's the bride and groom that pay for everything. Maybe if their parents help, that's a plus. One of the other differences in the 1950 Father of the Bride was that it wasn't just Elizabeth Elizabeth Taylor in the family, there was, I think, two or three brothers. And in the 91 version, she only had a much younger little brother. Overall, the film, the message, how it makes you feel in the end, that warm, fuzzy feeling, is the same in both of these films. And the 1950 Father of the Bride is definitely an entertaining film that I would recommend, but it's not something that I would probably go back and watch again. So for that reason, I would give Father of the Bride 1950 3 stars, and I enjoyed it.